This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
This old house wants to move my children. This old house wants to move my wife. This old house was a home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house wants to ring with laughter. This old house heard many a shout. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the doors. Ain't got time to roll the hinges or to fix no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is getting shaggy. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. And this old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel peeking through the broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the doors. Ain't got time to roll the hinges or to fix the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Well, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you stroll down the golden avenue. There are mansions left and right, and you thrill with every sight, and the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you realize your worrying days are through. You'll be glad you were not idle. Took time to read your Bible. It's a great, great morning for you.
Well, I had a dream. I must confess I hated to awake.
I dreamed you was an angel at the great pearly gate.
Peter said, well, hello there. Where have you been? We got your mansion ready, so come right on in.
And then it rang for an angel to act as a guide.
He spread his wings of diamond to
It's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you stroll down the golden avenue. There are mansions left and right, and you thrill with every sight, and the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Well, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you realize your worrying days are through. You'll be glad you are not idle, took time to read your Bible.
With flying colors. When you sail through life with flying colors, stay humble or you will stumble. Two ducks and their frog friend lived in a pond, where the frog often tried to show himself smarter and better than the ducks. A better swimmer, singer, dancer, visionary, etc. When the hot summer peaked, the ducks decided to fly away to a larger pond. The frog suggested a creative plan so he could tag along. The ducks held in their bills the opposite ends of a strong stick, and the frog hung on to the middle of the stick with his mouth. As they flew high above, a farmer exclaimed, "What a brilliant idea! I wonder who thought of that?" The frog couldn't resist. He said, I did. And that was his end. You can imagine. He fell flat and broke into pieces. Yes, it is said in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Don't allow pride to rule your life, else you'll be destroyed and you will fall flat, never to rise up again. Based on a nugget written by Samuel Cranton Pippin, I am Belle Dollabille.
Thank you.
cherished listener, it is our daily devotional series, I Am Sandra Ahia. And with me here is our own pastor, Ebenezer Ankuma. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And our summary verse says in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, that, and I told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he has spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. Dear friend, today's lesson is also captioned, David, Goliath, and Bathsheba. And as we all know, life is complicated. And that's because as humans, we are complicated. Imagine creatures made in the image of God, the creator of the universe, who then corrupt themselves. No wonder that our potential both for good and for evil can reach remarkable levels. And it isn't just that same people attain great levels of goodness, while others, unfortunately, drop to the extremes of depravity. Instead, both extremes can be manifested in the same person. The great news is that some who at one time were at the lowest have, by God's grace, done great things for him and for humanity. Of course, the opposite can happen as well. Those at the height can fall to their deaths. Satan is real. The great controversy is real. And unless connected to the Lord, even the best of us can fall prey to our foe. Dear friend, this is the truth. But as our lesson still continues, our pastor will take us through. But before we go through the lesson, I believe we are all prepared to go face to face with our God as we seek him in prayer, so that he will enlighten us, open our minds, and soften our hardened hearts, so that we will listen and use his words in our daily lives.
Beloved listeners, once again, by the grace of God, today we have the privilege of continuing the great controversy continues. And today we are looking at David, Goliath, and Bathsheba. First, let's look at David and Goliath, as the story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Read the whole of chapter 17 of the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, I mean. We hear of Goliath, a Philistine, who came to insult the Israelites and even insulted God in the face of the Israelites. And this giant Goliath, he was expecting anyone to come from the Israelites to fight him. The whole assembly of the Israelites were quiet, as we know the story. But little David came into the scene. He came to say hi to his brethren who were there, his brothers who were in the army. And he heard of Goliath talking nonsense against the Almighty God. David, a little boy who feared God so much, could not stand. And so he went forth to fight Goliath. But even in the fear of that, Saul tried to give David his armor so that he can stand before Goliath. But David was not comfortable in the armor that Saul gave him. So as we know the story, and I would like us to read together 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 43 to 51, where actually the great victory is found. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. This is an amazing story. Goliath thought he had all the strength, he had all the armor to fight God's people. And so in his arrogance, he insulted God and said so many things against the people of God. And when David approached, he said he was going to deliver him. He was going to, in fact, destroy him and give his flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. But David trusted in his God. And David saw that the battle is not his own battle, but the battle is the Lord. So he said, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." And in fact, when David trusted in the Lord, his God, God delivered Goliath into his hand just with a stone and his sling. He defeated Goliath and the whole Philistines fled away from him. This same David who trusted in God's power and was able to kill Goliath with just a stone, we also have another story about him that talks about his downfall in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1-17. That is the story about David and Bathsheba. Bathsheba is the wife of Uriah. Okay, one writer said the greatest battle ever fought is the battle of self. See, David was able to conquer his external enemy, that is Goliath, but his internal lust and arrogance led him to fall. We need to be very careful with the battle of ourselves. We need to surrender all to Jesus, and I believe by that we'll be able to defeat self and allow Christ to reign in us. May the good Lord help us to be able to stand for him in every circumstance, so that we'll be victorious in his strength, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Indeed, may the good Lord help us all. I believe we are all blessed today. May the good Lord continue to be with us now and forevermore. Have a wonderful and blessed day. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I'm kind of homesick for a country, a place where I've never been before.
not matter anymore. Beulah, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stay.
Welcome to the Moment of Truth with me, Joshua Gwado. This day, I just want to share with you a very simple subject. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, our Savior. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we beseech you this day that your presence will be felt here. Let us understand your word and speak to us. And at the end, let us have an experience of worship with you. Bless us and bless us in Jesus' name you have prayed. Amen. Dear listener, I'm happy to be with you once again to share with you Jesus, our Savior. In the Old Testament, so many prophecies have been made concerning Jesus Christ. How he was to be born was prophesied in the Old Testament. And all these prophecies were fulfilled in the New Testament. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and we see him as being born to a Virgin Mary and Joseph. Jesus Christ became a human just as you and I. In his life, he didn't find it easy. He went through so many challenges. He went through so many trials because he wasn't born into a rich home. His parents were poor. His father was a poor carpenter, and he also became a carpenter. And as he lived, as he began his ministry, he preached the kingdom of God. He preached about the everlasting kingdom, which will be established after all the earthly kingdoms have been established. And he established the fact that all these kingdoms were worldly, and that they will not remain forever, and that his kingdom will remain forever and ever. In John chapter 18, verse 22, John narrates the story of the death of Jesus with his disciples. Just as he was preparing for the death, Jesus was with his disciples. Now, there is an irony here. In the story of the death of Jesus, we see this imagery throughout his life. Jesus was a poor human being, just as you and I. And in John chapter 18, verse 22, John narrates the story of Jesus, that as Jesus was with his disciples in a grove, according to John chapter 18, Judas came there because Jesus used to gather there with his disciples. And so Judas knew where they gathered. And so Judas went there with the accompaniment of the Roman soldiers. Now, when they got there, Jesus asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" And they replied, "We are looking for Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus said, "Here am I." And the Bible said that the people went back and fell down on their face. Now Jesus asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" And they replied, "We are looking for Jesus of Nazareth." And he again said, "It is I." And immediately the Bible says that in verse 10, Simon Peter drew his sword and struck one of the priests, one of the people who came to arrest Jesus. And the Bible says that his name was Malchus. Now Jesus advised Peter that he should put back his knife. Now Jesus was arrested and he was taken to the high priest Caiaphas. Jesus was probed by this high priest. And one interesting thing is that as he was asked about his ministry and his disciples, in verse 22, Jesus told the priest that all that he taught, all that he said was in the public. He taught in the synagogue and the temples, and he didn't hide anything. Now, when Jesus said that, one of the people, one of the soldiers, struck him in the face. It was a very sad event. And Jesus answered and said, "What wrong did I do? What did I do? What did I say wrong? Even if I said something wrong, is that how to behave towards me? Must you strike me?" Jesus was then taken from Caiaphas to Pilate, and he was questioned there. Now, Jesus was taken to be beaten, and they wove a crown of thorns and was placed on his head. And they brought Jesus ready to be crucified. Jesus went through all this. And the songwriter says that through his stripes we are healed. And through my hate his love is revealed. Through my sin shines his light. And through his death he gives me life. Hallelujah. We see this irony in the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus bore our sorrows. Jesus bore our problems. Our sins were upon him. All that we were supposed to go through, Jesus went through all on our behalf. And now, Jesus is calling out to you that, my dear, Jesus has bought salvation free of charge. And he's giving us this salvation. That when we accept the call of salvation, when we accept him, he will also accept us into his heavenly kingdom. Jesus went through so many trials. The one who created the heavens and the earth, when he was on the cross, he was thirsty, but he didn't get water to drink. This shows how wretched he was on the cross. The Savior of the earth, the Savior of mankind, the Creator of heaven and earth, he didn't even have a tomb to be buried. And all this he went through, but he prayed for them that God forgive them, for they did not know what they were doing. Jesus went through all this for your sake and for my sake. And now he has stretched his arm. He says, "Come unto me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus says, "Come, and you will find rest." My prayer for you is that you will receive the free gift of salvation that Jesus has bought with his life. And I pray that when he comes, he will find us worthy to be with him in his throne. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. And we pray that your word will have its roots in our lives. And we will live according to your word day and night. May your name be praised. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana. Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.